brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I had Stephen Marshall from Guerrilla News Network coming on this hour. We just canceled him. I appreciate him rescheduling to Wednesday. We carry two of his films. But it's just so great to be talking to Mark again. And I hope Mark will stay with us for the rest of this hour, because I want to open the phones up this hour at 1-800-259-9231. Mark Kornkeep, again, for stations that just joined us, some just carry the third hour. Recap who you are. You just got out from behind the lines, and then we were talking about torture. How on the face of it can you believe any confession of people who've been in secret CIA-run black hole mind control facilities? Mainstream news admitted they're, quote, testing mind control, testing MKUltra, testing drugs on them. They have prostitutes come in with blood. I'm not going to say what they do. This has been in the mainstream news, been in the London Guardian, and they do satanic chants, and the media said, oh, it's because it freaks them out, and they put the blood on them. And then they also admit they grabbed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's 7- and 10-year-old boys, and the CIA was in the mainstream news. I pulled these from 2003. They're here in my stack. I'll read them later. And said, we will torture your children. How in the world have we turned into this? And again, shows like Jack Bauer 24, they're introducing us to evil, conditioning us. The psychopaths are asking us to join them. Mark Kornke, lead into this.
Exactly. You know, interesting reason I brought up the fact, when I was at USIX, I was associated with people who were counterintelligence personnel, and we also worked with the interrogators, and we received a certain amount of class, a certain number of classes on interrogation. One of the first things that was emphasized by men of quality who knew what they were doing
is to be nice to people, not to torture them.
Well, the first rule is, if you resort to violence, you have failed. That was their words. If you resort, think about this, if you resort to violence, you have failed.
And but so that's if you want a real confession or real intel. If you just want somebody to spill the beans with bull, the torture works.
Well, that's there again. Okay, what is the purpose? First of all, what is the purpose behind an intelligence gathering mechanism? Is to come up with viable material that can be used by your combat arm to execute a more efficient action so that they survive the action. On the other hand, if you're trying to baffle everybody with BS, and you know the term that would be used, then exactly that's the point. You are going to get whatever that person thinks you want to hear to end the pain. If you continue to induce pain, they are going to rattle off things that they, and it won't be factual, it'll be whatever they feel by their physiological response observing you, that they are going to decide what they're going to decide to say. Keep that in mind. That's one of the basic rules about torture, is they're going to be...
That's 101.
Despite what everybody thinks, you're not shut off. Just the reverse. You're completely cognizant of your surroundings. You can see exactly what kind of evil is in the eyes of the people that are doing this. And I don't care which side they claim they're on. The bottom line is that if you look throughout our history, we have argued and we have fought vigorously to maintain the high ground.
Against torture.
Against torture and against... And again, that doesn't mean you can't control people every second, every minute, but every moment of every day or every second of every minute. But the point is that as a standard, we maintain the high ground. What has happened is these creatures have dragged our country, have dragged people who truly were genuinely concerned about this country.
They've taken us to incredible depths.
They've taken us beyond the toilet. That's right. They've taken us through the septic field. We're down into the dark dungeons. And the problem is that in order to torture people, that's where they had to go. But here's the thing. They were not, nor are they going to succeed. And look at the sycophants who decided to do this. These are characters who would not go to war. They do not have the intestinal.
They don't know. That's the thing. They're a bunch of chicken-necked, old, grimy men. And it's like Richard Pearl. It was in a news article, saddled up to some good-looking female reporter. I think it was the Washington Post, and bragged to her about how he has power to bomb people. I mean, folks who've really, you know, done things, it's not enjoyable. But again, exactly, they're a bunch of chicken-necked, cowardly, weak people who think it's tough to kill innocents and torture.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to open the phones up the balance of the hour with Mark Korngy. I'm Alex Jones, your host here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Don't forget the free podcast we offer every day. It serves up free to your MP3 or iPod device. Just go click subscribe and tell folks who are MP3 users that... they can listen to the show how they want, when they want. This is a great way to spread the word, especially this important interview with Mark Korngy. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. If you have any questions or comments for Mark Korngy, 1-800-259-9231. Or if you want to say hi to him or you knew him or called into his show and have missed him like I've missed him the last 7 years. Mark, I know that while you were in prison, you probably read about it and heard about it. And I bring this up every other day on the show because it's such a big news item. I'll never shut up.
Well, actually, you'd be amazed. Well, and you're seeing it, but it's interesting that for an isolated population, everybody has their opinion and everybody is pretty much up to speed. And I'm talking about some pretty unique individuals here, but also a lot of people that if they're behind the wire or behind the wall, actually they're pretty sharp. They eyeball people, they pay attention to physiology, the way people respond just like anybody else does, and they read the bodies, they read the body language of the characters that are actually...
And by the way, everybody's got the instinctive understanding of body language, just most people aren't conscious to your... I mean, 90% of communication is nonverbal. But Mark, going back there, just finishing up the statement I was making, I bring this up continually because it's such a big deal that the current Attorney General as Chief Counsel and his deputy, John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez and John Yoo, in trouble for illegal spying and telling U.S. attorneys to prosecute people who were innocent and all the rest of it for political gain, would write a memo saying the president is above the law and would write a memo saying they can torture children with pliers sexually. I mean, when they write stuff, I mean, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, they never wrote stuff like that on paper. They just did it. Why did they think they could get away with that? Or was that an attempt to lower the bar so low? That just reeks of psychological warfare. They can take us to hell that there's no way we can climb out of it. I mean, how do they write memos that are public saying that they like to torture children with pliers? Then it comes out in the Army's own report from Abu Ghraib. It comes out on the CIA base inside X-ray, a camp within a camp. It comes out the Dying Corps and Halliburton are running giant kidnapping rings. That's Chicago Tribune. But no one goes to prison. No one gets in trouble. Are they just throwing it out there going, yes, we're psychopathic killers and we're the good guys?
Well, I think, number one, in the past we saw refinement. One of the things to remember is that there are key players here who in the past, mostly in the Fabian socialist circles, you've got a combination of groups here, but you saw refinement and the concept of subtlety. What you have is a crudeness based upon the ineptness of those who are in charge. This is the kind of skullduggery, but also the kind of blatant propaganda to terrorize the population that the American colonial population saw in 1765 through 1775. In fact, even during the American Revolution, you know, they were giving the Hessian soldiers pamphlets that said that everybody over here they were fighting were werewolves. I don't know if you've probably seen some of it. Take a look at some of
it. Yes, I've seen them.
And again, anybody, well, of course, their thought was, well, maybe they're telling the truth. You know, they can at least get them to fight for a little bit. The problem is when you have to face the human beings that they're trying to vilify and you find out that everything, you know, again, the lies only work so far, but when they realize the lie, you will never be fooled again and the actions will not be the same. They might try to cow you along for a bit, but now, you know, the curtain's already pulled away. The glasses are on and you can see that the aliens are there. You know, they lived. It worked the same. It works the same way. The mistake now is, and again, it's a desperation, the drowning man trying to drag somebody down along with him because he knows he can't swim, and chances are in his case, or in this case with these characters, nobody's going to go out of their way to save them now.
I think it's also an attempt to terrorize, that they know people who still have a moral compass will be frightened by attorney generals saying that sexually torturing children is good. And
well,
folks, that's what they've done. I mean, that's real. That's mainstream news. I mean, what's next?
You're talking about a term, really, this is what they used to call in Western Civ. When you used to take the course, it used to be called the Byzantine corruption. That is what you're seeing. This is not new to history. It's just new to America that we would have these types of scurrilous creatures coming in and destroying the foundation of our forms that existed here in the United States. But it's not an accident, because, again, they have vilified the core morals. They've attacked the fact that the foundational mechanism that our nation is based upon, and that was intentional. That's all part of this pressure from within, pressure from without, as we know. Right now, the very fact that they're as petty as they are in making these public statements or allowing them to be made should tell us something about where they're going. In other words, if this is as far as they'll go right now, that they'll admit to, I argue that they're already around the corner, and they're around the corner so far they can't see it anymore. I believe that, again, remember, just like Abu Ghraib, remember what they said, there's 100 videos that we never saw that they thought, that they even admitted, if the American people saw this, that it would just totally turn.
That's right. We got the mild stuff they decided to release because CBS is total black ops, folks. Learned this stuff was about to come out, so they put out the light stuff. But in the Army report, the Filipino-American General's report to Gumbu, it says raping children, raping women in front of their husbands with devices dripping with acid.
Well, and the problem I have with this is what did they hope to gain other than, and this is what I, when you said, you know, plan, this is what we call the plan for failure scenario. The only people that are going to really get hurt, well, obviously the people being tortured, but for everybody out there who has a son or a daughter that's over in Iraq, You tell me what that's going to create other than a whole bunch of people that are really, really, really going to want to kill Americans. That's the bottom line to what they're doing, because if any of those people, and again, remember, they still have family over there. They still have that family unit concept. Americans have been Sovietized.
Let me expand on that, because you just hit the nail on the head. The CIA section chief over the Afghanistan operation went public 2 years ago. We already knew this. It had been in some German and British and Iranian papers, but it's now MSNBC admitted thousands, because there's camps in Poland, camps Saudi Arabia, camps in Afghanistan, camps, of course, over in Egypt and Jordan and just all over the place, Hungary. Tens of thousands, they would tell whole tribes of literal goat herders, come down, there's a free roasting of a calf, and they love beef, they never get it. And they would come down to eat it, and then there would be C-130s at a nearby airport. They would just load whole families, all the men, ages 9 and up, totally innocent, and our government knowingly tortured innocents. Then they let them go to go tell the story, and it's meant to make Iraq and Afghanistan break down so they can then say, oh, see, it's falling apart. We've got to stay there.
Right. We make the situation totally untenable, and here's the problem. We've already seen where they were capturing personnel who disguised themselves as Shiites. We can assume that they've also been doing this disguising themselves as Sunnis. We know that there are other foreign assets that have been doing this for a number
of years.
They've caught
U.S. Marines dressed up as Arabs, SAS, British Special Forces, and Israelis, even shooting our own Marines.
Exactly. And here's the problem is, all your listeners out there, everybody right now that's got their ear to that radio, your son, your daughter, your grandson, your granddaughter are being intentionally put into a shooting gallery. Colonel Hackworth, remember, warned everybody about this, what was going to happen years ago. We're going to a country like this. We're going to drive around in circles until somebody shoots at us. Everybody jumps out of the vehicle and kills everybody else but the person who pulled the trigger, or at least beats the snot out of them. They keep screaming, where's Osama? Where's Osama? We know what you're doing. Where's Osama? Well, they don't understand any English, but they heard the word Osama, and as soon as you jump back in your Humvees and run back to headquarters because you're terrified of getting shot at again, well, that guy, as soon as you let go of his collar, he's going to run back into the neighborhood or run back into the hills. Look for that guy Osama, if that's who it is, and he's going to join him. It's that simple. So then what happens? You all hide back in your fire base. You wait a little bit. You run back out. You drive around in circles till you get shot at by a whole bunch of people again, and you grab a whole bunch of other people that have absolutely nothing to do with it. We have a combat force in a situation that should be a policing operation.
And by the way, the first thing, and the general said don't do this, and Bush would just relieve him of command, what, like 8 different generals, they said get the power and water on, pull out in 6 weeks, and they loved us. But no, they said, uh-uh. And they made the generals disband the entire state apparatus by design. Then the CIA and others, and the Israelis, started carrying out targeted attacks on Sunni against Shiite, Shiite against Sunni, to get the ball rolling, blowing up mosques, caught red-handed. I mean, this is so diabolical.
And the biggest problem that we have is this. The populations themselves, and I really do believe, if even for all the skullduggery that took place in the 10 years that we've been waging war on Iraq, there are a lot of people there who still had the attitude that, okay, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, there is a picture that's painted differently from reality. I tell you what, if you get a chance, take a look at some of the combat footage that was covered by the Canadians in their interviews with this invasion that took place when we went into Iraq. The whole of the population was armed, and even if they didn't really have a great love for Saddam, and we could argue that I think there's a lot of people who really appreciated Hussein for what he was, you know, for what he was able to do to keep the country together, which is, as we see now, has been almost impossible and will not take place. There's going to be 3 countries, or at least 3 states separate there, that are divided, and they're divided naturally. Because of that, Hussein held the situation together, and he did it with a government that was more like ours than any other government in the Middle East. Everybody knows
that. And that's what the globalists didn't like. They didn't want a strong Arab leader.
Right. In fact, everybody claims he was secular. He was an individual who actually had Jewish people, he had Christian people, he had Shias and he had Shiites throughout his government. There's no other country like that. Go any turn anywhere direction, north, south, east, or west, and show me where anybody else is like that that we're sucking up to.
And that's why they set him up. That's why they set him up to attack Iran and then pulled the rug out from under him.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's March 19, 2007. Gold is at $652.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.65, $334.72 for half, $170.19 for quarter ounce coins at $675.75, $334.72, and $170.19. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He is our guest. We have loaded phone lines here. Mark, I want to go to some calls right now. And then, before you leave us, in the next 15 minutes or so, before we get near the end of the show, I want you to spend 5 minutes on what you see happening in the future, projecting the lines forward off of past global crime syndicate, allied crime syndicate activities, and to talk about when you think that nuke attack will take place or how we stop it or if that bioweapon will be released. and then walk through a few other key points. So that's coming up. We'll get Mark's take on it right now. Mark, before we go any further, are there any websites you want to plug or anything you want to get out to the people?
We can give out an address real quick and also our website. First of all, the address is PBN. That's Papa Bravo November, PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, that's D-E-X-T-E-R, Michigan, 48130. Again, PBN, P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130. And then you can, of course, go to our website at www.pbn.4mg.com. That's www.pbn.4mg.com.
That's the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
That's right. And, of course, we'll have information up about the books. That's a project that I just immersed myself in. It was an ongoing effort. Two series. The first series is The Dagger War, which is 12 books. Each book, of course, covers a different perspective. There's a little write-up about each one. I should be on the site by now. But these books were, of course, these lead up to the actual jumping off of a conflict here inside the United States.
And that's called Battle for the Republic. So in the first series, you talk about all the things that have happened, and then it shifts kind of into a forward perspective with Battle for the Republic.
That's right. And in Battle for the Republic...
Now, what are you going to publish first?
Well, actually, we've already been printing. It was just kind of a fun thing because people don't realize this, and the system didn't, and I'm out of it now. But we were actually producing the book internally. And so several of your listeners who are out there right now have courtesy copies of the books in hand.
No, I understand, Mark, but when are you going to get it to a printer and mass produce?
Oh, it's all ready to go right now. In fact, book two will be coming out of off the press here very shortly, like within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
So it's kind of like Star Wars. You're jumping ahead to the middle with Battle for the Republic first?
Well, actually, we'll probably be, okay, Dance of Swords is going to come out at the same time. That's the first book, Battle for the Republic, Dance of Swords, and then Battle for the Republic, The Winter War. The third book is Battle for the Republic, A Dark Anniversary. And I'll probably go on to 12 volumes of this also. But the one and two are coming out almost as quickly as we're talking here. It'll be within the next 2 to 3 weeks. We'll have copies
of. And this was made behind enemy lines.
Oh, not only was it made behind enemy lines, but some of your listeners out there have leather-bound, case-bound editions that I personally built while I was in the system.
Well, I need one of those.
Well, the thing was out here I could do it quickly, but you got to remember doing it in there, that took a lot of creative work, and it was because we had I had a typist, I had skilled people who worked as a proofreader. I had skilled individuals who wanted to proofread also. They got excited because they enjoyed reading the book as they went. Books, actually, because they were proofreaders for quite some time, depending on which facility. And I also, we have artwork right now, and I cannot stress this enough. We have artwork completed that is like nothing to date done for the Patriot movement. And I just had a little sampling. The day I came out, we had a little get-together. I gave a little art show. It was just some of the items. But the illustrations and the support technology for the posters are all done.
Well, Mark, I want to make it clear. I've got an online video and bookstore. I need to get a copy of it and read it, and I need to carry it as soon as possible. We're about to break, but let's jam a call in right now. Let's start getting to these calls. Luke in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, Luke. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? You were talking about Rosie last night, Sunday, and I just wanted to say...
Hey, wait a minute. This is Luke, who helps lead 9/11 Truth in New York. He's a 20-something-year-old. How old are you, Luke?
20, man.
You're 20, and you helped me lead a big march with the Loose Change crew up there in New York on the anniversary. And in the first hour, we talked about Rosie O'Donnell, who I haven't liked in the past, but I know people that know her. She's waking up to the New World Order. Like Mark said, it's never too late to turn around. That's what the demon laughed at Faust. She's gone public on 9/11 Truth, and the 9/11 Truth movement is not covering it, and the mainstream media is not covering it because it'll blow up big time. But go ahead.
Exactly. Nobody's supporting her. Nobody's saying thank you to her. And that's why what we're doing here this Wednesday, we're going to do a demonstration of support for Rosie O'Donnell because they do the showing here in New York City. And this March 21st, Wednesday, 9:30 a.m., we're going to be outside ABC Studios, their View Studios.
Stay there. I want you to shoot video of that. We got to get that up on the web. That's going to be a major report. I need to talk to you Wednesday to get a text report out on it. And, again, there's a blackout on this because they're scared of it. We'll get Mark Kornke's take on it. Let you finish up, Luke, on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Okay, Luke in New York, finish up with your comments, my friend.
Yeah, Rosie has been ignored by the truth movement and the mass media. Enough is enough. So we're going to be out there outside the studios this Wednesday with our 9/11 was an inside banner and thank you, Rosie signs. And to get more information, go to wearechange.org. Information is going to be on there a little bit.
Wearechange.org. Do me a favor.
Yes.
The minute you get that video, get it uploaded. We want to do a story on it. I want to get Kevin, my producer, needs to talk to you. I want to set you up that day for the show so you can come on and give us a report so we can get an article out on it. But I tell you, this is very suspect, and I know key signs. Rosie, I know, is a loose cannon. I've really assessed her. I've talked to people that know her. You know, she is a liberal. She means what she says, but she's been changing. She now learned about the New World Order in the last year. That has accelerated in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
I've talked to folks who directly are talking to her. I'm trying to get her on. She now has had her whole paradigm shifted. She went public and said they blew up Seven, named Larry Silverstein and the whole mafia he's involved with.
Even put it on her blog.
Yeah, over and over again. She three times last week, as you know. Mark Cornsey, we're seeing a total news blackout on this from the alternative media and the mainstream media. They would normally go crazy with some celebrity like Rosie O'Donnell for doing something very small. In the past, they've gone crazy on 9/11 truthers, on Ebersol and Charlie Sheen and David Lynch. Why do you think they're ignoring her?
Well, I think because, number one, it's had kickback already with individuals who were considered to be middle of the road. Now you're talking about somebody who's in a totally different camp that's understanding the nature of what's going on, because this, I liken this, okay, you know, the Dawn of the Dead movie, of the new one, is more in line with where they've headed. You know, we used to have Dawn of the Dead, they'd slowly be charging, you know, chasing you around and you can get away from them. The other side is push the high-speed button, and everybody can see it. And the only thing that's happening here is how much denial or how much more denial you're going to put up with certain individuals.
Well, that's it. I mean, as you said, the tumblers, like in a safe, just clicked with Rosie O'Donnell. The blinders are coming off everywhere.
Yep. And
she's got the courage to shoot her mouth off, and she did it in a very cogent way. And they're scared to death because they know the type of media hysteria she's caused everywhere she's been involved. Can you imagine if this thing starts getting covered? Luke, how suspicious is it that we're now 7 days into this breaking, 4 days into it breaking big, and no mainstream media and no 9/11 truth?
I know. The suspicious thing is not 9/11 truth. That could be because some of the egos in the truth movement. But the media is what you know, who is run by the corporations. But the media here in New York City, they don't only cover Rosie O'Donnell. They don't even cover the rescue workers and family members asking for a new investigation.
Well, they always say the rescue workers and family members hate us, but then I have Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims of 9/11 group, over 8,000 members now, and he says it's a total inside job, and most our members know it's an inside job, and he lost his son, Joey Doyle, and I've been down at Ground Zero. The firefighters wouldn't stop slapping us on the back. Most of the police agreed with us. But again, Mark, you always bring it up, and it's key. There's still the illusion that we're the minority. It's like Ceausescu in Romania. Why don't you tell folks about that?
Good point. Ceausescu, of course, understood the use of terror in its supreme claw. And one of the things to remember is the same tactics that we're describing were used by most of the Eastern Warsaw Pact nations in one form or another. In Poland, they've got basements full of records still from people who were made to disappear. Nobody knows what to do with even the records now because they don't want to destroy them, but they're scared to find out where the bodies are. Now, in this situation here, what eventually happened is people realizing they had nothing to lose and everything to gain, eventually just stepped up. The enforcement arm, of course, either A, slunk off into the shadows and had its hidey hole somewhere overseas or in another country, and then a percentage lined up with the people because they realized that the power shift had taken place. We're in a similar situation here, but this is a much more dangerous game in that all of you...
We're now going at the heart of the empire here. We're not going after its satellites. We are going right up against the fortress of Mordor.
Right, exactly. This is the dark side. And with that being the case, everybody needs to have physical preparedness in place first, right now. Better a couple hundred pounds of poor rolled oats from the feed mill than to be, you know, eating the rear end out of a possum later on because it's the best you can do.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Luke, you want to finish up? Tell folks when that demonstration is again.
The demonstration is March 21st, Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. outside ABC's The View Studios, 32 West 66th Street, just past West End Avenue.
Luke, be out there. Get me a one-page press release and email it to Kevin at Infowars.com. I want to get that up on all the sites. All
right. On it right now.
Write it right now and spell out why you're doing it, and we'll post it and get you a few million readers. They've got to be scared, though. See, they thought Charlie Sheen, because he had a little bit of baggage womanizing a decade ago, that they could demonize him. When it blew up in their face, they suddenly shut it down. I talked to CNN execs who said, yeah, we were told, shut it down. By the way, we're fans. You know, we're with you. I mean, that happens so much now, Mark, where I'll be... And, I mean, it's real. It's genuine. With pretty high-powered people, they're going, I wish I could tell the truth. We're trying to sneak it through. I mean, do you think the system realizes that they are so close to Ceausescu level? It's so close, Mark.
Well, the thing that they're worried about, and this is where the knee-jerk reaction comes in, is that, well, we have to be prepared. The reason I said physical preparedness is this. The system demonstrated its lack of response with Katrina. With that being the case, imagine, if you will, and again, let's just ask one simple question before I go any farther. What one country has an illegal and unregistered nuclear arsenal in the Middle East?
Israel, with 400 to 600 weapons, cruise missiles, long-range missiles, German Dolphin subs.
How did they get a nuclear arsenal without stealing it?
They were given it.
That's right. They were, well, between different countries and parties. I've read some fascinating stories by FBI. I mean, these are documented, that are text, where people are talking about their reports about the material literally being given away.
Well, do you
by
know who runs security on all U.S. nuclear weapons facilities? An Israeli government-controlled firm.
And remember, just after 9/11. You had three different incidents where Israelis were caught with, in one case, fuel rods from the Oak Ridge facility.
That was in the AP, but never got picked up.
That's right. And, in fact, it was covered locally, but it was not covered nationally as other than just as a blurb. You had several other teams of Israelis that were picked up, they were arrested, and then they were immediately whisked out of the country and shot back overseas. Now, what's most likely, and this is why you ask, you know, where would they go with this? Well, because of the situation, the crisis will be on the East Coast. I do not believe New York, although that is possible. It's one of the optional targets.
But you think the globalists have more personnel in place?
I think what they're more interested in, remember, they need crisis, but they can't, they can't urinate in the pool too much. So the West Coast, while, again, even that would be a throw of the dice. It depends on how crazy, you know, whoever is in charge, you know, planning this, what they're willing to do. But remember, an East Coast strike means the majority of the heavy fallout lands in the Atlantic. They have to pick a metropolitan area that can be sacrificed easily. The New York metropolitan area ties in a lot of resources that would agitate a lot of co-conspirators, or co-whatever you want to call them, cooperation personnel. So for that reason, go farther down the coast. You guys covered Charleston before. I would look at also the fact that Jacksonville is a high probability target, because two things usually tie into this. They need to get rid of old infrastructure that they would lose money on, because they would have to spend money to tear it down. Right now we have a POL point.
That's right. They always do a benefit analysis across the board for targets, and it has to help them at every level.
Exactly.
So you're thinking a low yield, or do you think they'll detonate a weapons grade?
All it has to do is be something enough to damage the area critically and, of course, create crisis. What we need to watch, everybody out there listening needs to pay attention to all of the government agencies.
Hey, I tell you what, hold on a second. Hey, get that Shattered Union piece queued up, John. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Pay attention to the ADL and pay attention to other government agencies.
Because they'll do pre-programming before the event in the preparatory phase, which shot up the alarm bells for me months before 9/11.
And the next thing that they will do is they will evacuate their people before the strike. They will evacuate and warn their people before the strike. You need to pay attention. Treat them as canaries. Miners took canaries into the tunnels because they fell first, and that way the miners could get out.
Absolutely.
In this case, these canaries are going to leave in mass before the strike. They will be told.
Now, Mark, the CFR likes to brag. They did a year before 9/11 saying this was going to happen, and then all 51 of the recommendations got implemented by the CFR board, the Hart-Rubin Commission. The Hart-Rubin Commission has been saying Dallas, Cleveland, Denver, and Dallas, Cleveland, Denver, and one other, Chicago, are the targets for a nuke. And they've said it will happen. You don't see those as main targets?
Well, the reason, okay, consider this. They could successfully operate with fewer targets and still end up with the same results. The Chicago metropolitan area would go into an absolute meltdown. Any of the larger metropolitan areas don't have the infrastructure to support themselves.
So you don't think they want to go super extreme. You think they want to do kind of a in an isolated area like an OKC. That's why you say Jacksonville.
Well, I say Jacksonville.
I say Austin is a prime target because it's a million people, but it's not connected to other big cities that would cause a domino.
Well, it's an option, but again, remember, the idea is that you can get the same result without doing as much damage to the infrastructure that's going to be taken over. By doing the East Coast, remember, your float over, you're going to go to 80,000 feet with whatever you set off. It's going to go downrange. This means with planetary spin combined with wind variance, you're going to have the stuff floating out over the Atlantic and dropping into a neutral area. There's two advantages. A, you get what you want in the United States. B, you don't agitate the neighbors.
Well, that is the problem with a ground detonation and not an airburst, is it will radically increase the fallout.
Right. No matter what, you're going to have some. So with that being the case, you don't want to also agitate the people downrange that might be part of the program. That's why, again, the probability is East Coast. Now, here, again, there's still, it's a percentage issue. We don't know what's in their devious, evil minds. We don't know how crazy in the head these people have gotten.
But we've seen their preparatory. We've seen their preparatory, and it's nuke, dirty bomb, bioweapon, bird flu, nuke, dirty bomb.
Exactly. So, with that, and again, in some cases, remember, they could do even a radiological weapon that could have low devastating effect. In other words, they could go a tactical device. It would be damaging, but they could keep it dirty, or they could actually fracture it to make it more a nastier device with regard to longevity.
They could jacket it in cobalt.
That's right. There's a number of different options that they have. Now, again, there's unlimited spending from the other end. But remember, the people who have that big unauthorized, illegal arsenal in the Middle East, they have to keep it within certain means because you got to make it look like the other guys. Now, this doesn't mean, first of all, I don't trust anybody in the Middle East when it comes to strategic potential. Nobody. But I don't trust the Israelis at all because the Israelis have another agenda and they want to use us as the stunt dummy. With that being the case, that means turn and look left and right. The people sitting to your left, the guy sitting across the table from you, are their purported proposed casualties. They're talking to us now, okay, for all this stuff about we're going to protect our country by keeping it away from the nation. Really? Look at what happened with September 11th. They dragged it right into the United States, and they could have stopped every step of that. I argue again, the trained professionals all know this.
I agree. Mark, I want to play this two-minute clip, and I want to jam in calls. We got to move quick.
We got to get some calls in. Okay.
And we got to, but this is just an ad for a video game, but this is part of the whole preparatory mindset. This is the exact type of thing they're planning. Here it is.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and the Second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battled one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
Now, let's be clear. This type of scenario, which they've actually written up, comes two or three attacks later, not the next phase. But, Mark, I tell you, they're really throwing it in our face with that one.
Yes, as a matter of fact, again, remember that there are a number of different think tanks, including RAND, that have walked through this formula. You can go back as far as the original book done by H.G. Wells, the Open
the
Conspiracy.
New World Order. Yeah.
The Open Conspiracy. That's another one. It's a hardbound, very small, very concise. Talks about the use of national crisis to create the international
mechanism. And, of course, who used to be one of the sub-directors of the RAND Corporation, Donald Rumsfeld?
Exactly.
Let's jam in another call here quickly. Let's talk to who's up next here in order? Weston in Texas. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man? Commander-in-Chief of the Resistance. Pleasure to share a line with you.
No, we're all together in the fight, my friend.
No, seriously, though, I got a little list here, things I wanted to talk about. First of all, I bought three DVDs straight off the bat. 100 InfoWars stickers are going up all over Dallas.
Good.
I wanted to call and talk about the truth lifestyle, man. I just got my sport Berkey, been using it every day. You know, it's working out, staying away from the vaccines. You know, these contrails, you can look up in the sky and see them. I mean, just like, it's so obvious, you know, the way stuff goes.
Sure.
I just wanted to thank you.
Thank you.
Personally, I got a group of friends all around me. I've been waking people up, you know, like 5 or 6. I'm responsible for at least, definitely.
Hell, I mean, this is about communities, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, it's the tactical area where we're going to win because the people organized individually, small teams can always be organized into larger, 5-10, 5-10, remember that. A squad, so many squads make up a platoon, platoons make up companies. It's the same with civil defense, it's the same with actual industrial organization. No matter what it is, it's the local area, the tactical preparedness that's going to keep the country strong and will probably make the people on the other side think before they act.
Oh, man.
Well, there's no doubt they haven't moved more physically against us because they know, as you said, we were talking on the phone the other day, they're waiting for the person to run down the street with the hair burning, yelling and screaming. When we come back, Mark, describe that. And then real fast, Weston, finish up, and then we'll go to Mike, Adam, and Mark. We got to move quick. Each caller about 40 seconds with Mark Kornke on the other side. We got to get Mark back in the near future to do 2 more hours so we can take your calls. I'm Alex Jones. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove those small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
A final segment. We got to move fast. Weston in Texas, finish up.
Okay, I wanted to say with the DVT that Dick Cheney has, the deep vein thrombosis, I had one of those when I was 20, and if it's going to be as hard on him as it was on me with four heart attacks and all those surgeries, I don't think he can make it through it anyway. Dig tricks, you can re-log in, downvote the others, point out frequent posters on Dig. You know, they're not going to be able to fight us this long. You call yourself the T-Rex. Tyrannosaurus Rex stands for the Tyrannous Lizard King. I don't know if you wanted to say
that. No, I don't call myself the T-Rex. Years ago, about 20 liners got written up, some by me, some by the network, and somebody said the T-Rex of political talk. It just means aggressive and on top of it. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. Mike, where are you calling us from?
New Iberia, Louisiana.
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mark.
We got you. Go ahead.
I'm just calling to welcome Mark back out from the belly of the beast. And
praise God he's okay.
Amen, brother.
He's been reforged stronger in the fires of hell.
You said it word for word, brother. I know Mark has been in the Patriot movement for a long time. I used to listen to him every night, just listen like I listen to you daily and at night. And there's been myself and so many more waiting for his return. And,
well, I've talked to Ted, and I think we're going to get Mark on the air here on Genesis, and I'm sure he'll be doing other things as well, and I'm definitely going to carry his new book.
Well, I sure hope so. You keep up the good work, and Mark, it's just, I'm just proud to have you out, and I know you redoubled your efforts when they locked you down, and you never stopped, and you will never stop, and I commend you for that. Not that I'm someone who can commend anybody, but
and the incredible thing is they set him up on video. They ran him off the road and put him in jail for 7 years.
Yeah. They can't break that guy.
Well, I think he got Mark, I gotta tell you, I mean, you've gotten stronger since
I think a lot of the people out there like that gentleman were presenting their prayers, and I believe, just as you said, give all the glory to God because he's the one we have to answer
to. Absolutely. Thank you for the call, Mike. Adam in, where are you calling from? Adam, go ahead, sir. Go ahead, sir. Where are you calling from, Adam?
Andrew.
Okay, Andrew. Where are you calling from, Andrew?
Missouri.
Missouri, go ahead.
I was wondering how bad the suppression of Ron Paul is in the media.
It's almost complete. He keeps winning all the big scientific polls online and straw polls, but the national media is ignoring him. And every time he keeps winning the polls, the poll companies decide that people are cheating, so they pull him off. They don't understand how popular he is. Thanks for the call. Mark Kornke, what do you think of the Ron Paul running for president?
Okay, we don't care whether or not they're going to cover him. We need to shout from the rooftops. Everybody needs to shout from the rooftops that if they're going to motivate for someone, try to motivate for someone who's always been there for us. And Ron Paul has stayed the course absolutely.
He's founding father material.
That's right. He's the person right now. Who cares whether or not ABC, NBC, or CBS...
And notice at this very time, God's given us somebody like Ron Paul, and he's decided to run when both parties are weak.
That's right. We have the tools. We have the people. We have the resources.
We shall prevail. Mark in Michigan. You're on with Mark in Michigan. Go ahead. Hurry.
Go, go, go.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? It's
good.
Great to be on the show.
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I want to congratulate you on your fine show. I want to welcome Mark back to the good side of the razor wire.
Thank you, sir.
You guys have been doing a great job between you, and I want to tell you that we're all praying for you. I pray to Yahweh daily to keep you strong.
I need it.
Safe. Anyway, my question is, what I saw was Ron Paul on your InfoWars website, and I think you guys ought to be dressed in colonial style attire and standing right next to him.
We'll do what we can.
Well, we've got big links on all the sites. We're promoting his presidency as best we can, so support us. Mark Kornke, it was great having you on. We'll have you on very soon, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, too, Alex.
We'll be right back tomorrow.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.